الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الذي اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غنى عن العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين حبيب إله العالمين سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين الميامين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن وعدناه وعدا حسنا فهو لاقيه كما متعناه متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم هو يوم القيامة من المحضرين In these verses of Quran, in the previous verses of Quran, in the chapter Qasas, Allah has mentioned the groups of the people, those who are following the message of our Prophet, and also they are accepting the religion of Islam, though they are following Christianity and Jews, but they saw the truth and reality in the message of our Prophet, they were ready to accept the message of our Prophet. And another group, those who are not ready to accept the message of Prophet because of their low desires, they are following their own desires and qahishat nafs, they are practically, they are rejected the voice of our Prophet, they are not ready to accept. One group was there that last night we had discuss about that group, those who are bringing excuses in front of our Prophet, why they are not ready to follow the divine path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or accept the religion of Islam, because they are having some sort of fear in their heart. If we accept the voice of our Prophet, that means these pagans of Arab, they will kill us, they will throw us out of our city, maybe they will damage to our houses and our property. Some sort of fear were there in their mind, but Allah has given them glad tidings that don't worry about that, because when you are not the Muslims, you are not following the religion of Islam, we helped you a lot, because we provided you security in Makkah, and also we provided you sustenance in the desert of Arab. Lot of businessmen, those who are coming outside the Arab, they are providing you your business, that we have given a lot of facilities to you before Islam. When you accept the Islam, the voice of message of our Prophet, you will get more rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still those people were not ready to accept the religion of Islam. Here in this verse of Quran, we can go back. أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعَدًا حَسَنًا. أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ back, we can go back. None front, yeah. 60, ayat number 60. أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ. Here in this verse of Quran, next slide. Yeah, from this verse of Quran till the 70th verse of Quran, in this chapter, Allah has shown a scene of the day of the judgment in this world. Most of the times we are thinking that the day of the judgment means after our death and after our demises will we see the accountability and the scene of the day of the judgment, what Allah is asking from us. But in these verses of Quran, Allah has practically shown to the people, those who are not accepting the right path, Allah shows them a scene of the day of the judgment. What is going to be happen on the day of the judgment? What reward those will getting by accepting the religion, and what punishment those who are getting, or those people not ready to accept the religion of Islam. Here Allah has given a clear message to all of them. The first those who are accepted the religion of Islam, for them what Allah has promised them, they will enter into the paradise, they will be in peace, they will be in amn. Allah will provide them the sustenance in this world, and Allah will ready to reward them twice in this world because of that they are accepting the religion of Islam. All the promises that Allah has given to them, they will saw all those Allah has fulfilled all his promises for them. Afaman wa'adnahu wa'adan hasanan fahuwa laqi. Whatever Allah has promises to them, they will reach to their promises. They will reach to the rewards that Allah has promises to them. That means whatever Allah has promised to them, he is going to reward them twice. He is going to enter them the paradise. They will get the peace in this world. All those promises Allah is going to fulfill those promises for believers. The promise of Allah is equal to reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we are making some promise, some fear is there. Maybe they will fulfill the promise or not. Whatever we are doing with our children and with our family, we are promising something, but sort of fear is there whether they are going to complete the promise or not, but whether they are able to complete, fulfill their promises or not, because ability should be there, the power should be there. But when Allah promises something, that promise itself is a reward, because Allah having the power, Allah having the innaka innahu ala kulli shay'in Qadir. He can complete his promises, he can fulfill his promise. Promise itself is a gift to the believers, to the mu'minin. Promise is itself a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah has mentioned, فَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعَدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِي. In this world, it is a certainty is there in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt at all whether Allah is going to fulfill his promises, complete his promises. No, there is no doubt at all. Allah will complete his promises, what he has promised to the people and the believers. But those who are not ready, those who are not ready to accept the religion of Islam, they are following the hayatud dunya, the life of this world. But they will face a place where the Allah will going to ask the question from them. There's the scene of the day of the judgment Allah has created in this world, in this verses of Quran. Allah is going to ask the reason behind that. Why you are not accepted the religion of Islam? What is the answer that people going to be give to, they are ready to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaman matta'nahu mata al hayat ad dunya. They are following the worldly life, they are following their desires, they are following in this world, the dunya. The meaning of dunya, that our in this verse of Quran, our scholars has mentioned, what is the meaning of dunya? Three meanings of dunya is mentioned in the commentary of the Quran. The first meaning of dunya means it will come from adna. Adna means a small thing. Adna is opposite of ala. Adna is opposite of Allah, means is small. But whatever we thinking, this world is very great, this world is very established. No, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this world is very small. Maybe when technology comes in our life, that world has become a global village. If world is very small, what you are thinking, this world is very great or large? No, this world is very small, because the meaning of world, dunya, is itself small. Adna, it is opposite of ala. This is the first meaning of dunya. The other meaning of dunya, it comes from dunuv. Dunuv means near. It is the opposite of far. Because we are connected to this world, that world is known as dunya. It is near to us. We are always thinking that akhirat is far from us. Because we are thinking that akhirat is far from us, dunya is near to us. That's why this world is known as dunya. Because it is near to us, akhirat will be after our death. Though this meaning is, according to our philosophers, this meaning is not right. But still, the terminology of dunya is used for near to. When we go through the meanings of the dunya, this is the second meaning. And the third meaning is, dunya means pasti. Dunya comes from daniya. Daniya means past, worthless, and valuable. Whatever the dunya we are facing in this world, those things are not valuable for us. That's why this world dunya is known as dunya. One of the philosopher has mentioned that why Allah has mentioned this world as a dunya. The another world is the akhirat. Dunya in the meaning of worthless or unvaluable, because the first sin that has been happened in this world, it is known as dunya. The Qabil killed Hazrat Habil. The first mistake and the sin has done in this world, this dunya has become past and valuable, and that akhirat has become ala and unvaluable, and this akhirat has become valuable. These are three meanings that our scholars has mentioned for the dunya. But those who are following this dunya, because this dunya is small, this dunya is near to you, this dunya is invaluable, still people are following this dunya, at the time they will brought toward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the mention, wa huwa yawm al qiyamati min al muhdareen. On the day of the judgment, Allah will ask them to bring on the day of the judgment, to ask some questions from them, why they are not ready to accept the religion of Islam. What is the reason behind that? The reason should be there. Our religion is full of reasons. Burhan, dalil should be there. By accepting, there should be a dalil for acceptance, and also there should be a dalil for rejection. If you are rejecting something, there should be a reason behind that. Allah is going to be asked a question from them, why they are rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please recite Salawat wa Muhammad wa Ali. Next slide, please. Yeah, thank you. Yawma yunadihim fa yaqulu ayna shuraka'il ladina kuntum taz'amun. This is the question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here conversation starts between Allah and those who are not accepted the religion of Islam. Mushrikeen, in the Quranic terminology, we can use this word. It is a conversation between Allah and Mushrikeen, those who are not believing in Islam and Iman. This conversation will start from here. It is a great time for those who are not accepted the message of Islam. They have to answer in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until at the end, we will discuss about the courts, the difference between this world, the courts of this world, and the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the difference between these two? We are going to explain, inshallah, in Urdu, what are the types of the courts that we are having, and what is the difference between these two courts. Yawma yunadihim fa yaqulu ayna shuraka'il ladina kuntum taz'amun. At that day, Allah will call them. Where are your lords? Where are your supporters? Where are your leaders? Those you are following in this world. In that world, now you are here, now you have to question, bring those people, those you are associates with me, they are your leaders, you are worshipping them, call them to come and support you. This is the question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَ إِلَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعَمُونَ. You are thinking that they are my partners. This is the question for the mushrikeen. They are my partners, you have fixed them as a partner for me, call them and they will come and support you. You need support now, because we have mentioned in the last sessions that we need help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Whatever leader we are following, we have to bring that leader on the day of the judgment, that leader will support us. Whatever the leader we are following, whether it is an Imam Mubin or Aduv Mubin, whatever leader, whether it is a Khalifa or Imam, Allah will ask them, whether you are having mushrik at that in your life, you are make my partners, you are using to claim that those are the partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is the time to bring those partners, they will ready to help you or not. Please call them. Yawma yunadihim fa yaqulu ayna shuraka illadina kuntum tuz'amun. Allah will not asking to bring those partners. Yunadihim, that word has been used. Allah will order to the angels, they will ask them to bring your partners that you are fixed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, next slide please. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ رَبَّنَا هَا أُولَٰئِ الَّذِينَ أَغْوَيْنَا أَغْوَيْنَاهُمْ كَمَا غَوَيْنَا تَبَرَّعْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا كَانُوا إِيَّانَا يَعْبُدُونَ. At this time, to whom Allah is asking to bring on the day of the judgment? Those who are partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Allah asks the unbelievers to bring the partners that you are fixed for me. Here they are the partners. You are the mushrikeen. Some partners are there. Who has the right to answer to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The unbelievers are partners. They are responsible to answer to the question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead of answering, the unbelievers are the partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of the judgment. Who is going to be answer here? Those things that we are worshipping in this world, those things come forward, they will start defending themselves. We were worshipping Satan, we were worshipping jinns, we are worshipping tree, stone, Firaun, Namrud. The partners are not coming to answer to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The unbelievers are not ready to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is going to be answer? The stones and the booth is going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, we are ready to answer you. We are ready to answer your question. What is that answer they have given to them? قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ رَبُّنَا هَاُولَٰئِ الَّذِينَ أَغْوَيْنَا. Oh my God, our Lord. These people are deviated us from the right path. The stone and the tree is answering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worshippers are destroy us. They are make us to worship in front. We are to sit in front of them. We have done nothing. They are ready to defend themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have done nothing. That these people are ready. They have done injustice on us. They brought us from the desert and they keep into a temple. They started worshipping us. What is our fault? What we have done? Nothing we have done. They have come awayna. They have astray us. The word has been used. Yeah. They are not, the translation is this. Rabbana ha'ulai ladina awayna. The word has been awayt. Awayt. Yani gumra, a deviation from the right path. They have started trying to deviate us from the right path. These people brought us from the desert or from the mountain. They kept us in the temple. They started worshipping us. We did not have any fault. They started defending themselves. Aghwainahum. Aghwaina. Aghwainahum kam aghwaina. They try to destroy us. They try to worship us. They try to deviate us from our nature, but what we have done, we also deviated them from the right path. They brought us from the desert, they kept in the temple, they started worshipping us, we will sit there. They started worshipping us, we will be happy because they are worshipping us. We are worshipping a stone or a tree, a shaitan or jinn, anyone else, whatever they are worshipping in this world, even maybe they are worshipping their own nafs, their own soul, their own desire. But they have started aghwaina, deviated us from the right path. We have given the same answer to them. We have deviated them. Tabarra'ana ilaik. Now this is the word. We have to understand that at that time they will started keeping themselves away from us. We did not have any connection with these people. Those who are worshipping us in this world. We did not have any connection. Now what is the result? Ma kanu iyana yaabudun. They were not worshipping us. They are worshipping their own desires. They run away from the prophets and the messengers. They are not ready to accept the true message of Islam, but they accepted us. That means they were not worshipping us. They were worshipping their own desires and nafs. They worshipped their own desires and nafs. They didn't have connection between us and them. Though they have kept us, we have deviated them from the right path. This is the answer that the tools of the worship and the booth and the idols will be going to give in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the answer of them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the right answer. According to one of the scholar, the first thing that shaitan will use, the first truth that shaitan will be say is on the day of the judgment. What is the truth that shaitan will say on the day of judgment? Truth and shaitan, these two are opposite to each other. But shaitan will start saying truth on the day of the judgment. When people were starting, the shaitan was deviated us from the right path. At that time, shaitan starts saying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I just call them. They come behind me. And another way, Lord, Thousands of prophets were there, ulama were, they were calling to them too. But you are not answered to them. Why you answer to me? La talumuni lumu anfusakum. Don't blame me, blame yourself. That you are followed me, not I have asked to come to behind me. Just I called you as a azan. I have given azan, but you have completely recited a namaz behind me. But lot of prophets were there, messengers were there. They were calling you too, but you didn't answer to them. This is the truth that Shaitan was going to say in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. We have to convey this message to the unbelievers that there is no excuse for them. Or no one is there to guide towards the right path. No, a lot of guidance is there that we have mentioned in the last sessions. وقال الذين حق عليهم القول ربنا هؤلاء الذين اغوينا اغويناهم كما غوينا. Yeah, we have done the same thing what they have done to us. We know that what we are doing in this world to the others will be do the same thing to us. We have kept a stone to worship, the stone will be do the same thing to us. He will try to deviate us from the right path. So same thing they will do. The revenge will be there. تبرأنا منه پتھر برات تبرہ اختیار کریں ہم سے. We did not have any connection with them. This is a برات. This is a تبرہ. ما کانو ایانا یعبدون. They were not worshipped us, but they are worship their own desires and their own wishes by their own choice. The next slide, please. وَقِيلَ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَدَعَاهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ رَعُوا الْعَدَابِ. Now Allah will again ask them to call their leaders, call their those who they are worshipping, those who are said partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will ask them to bring those partners. They will help you in this regard on the day of the judgment. You need help now. Call them. If they are ready to help you, they will help you. Otherwise, you will not have any way to escape from this day of the judgment. The only way of the salvation was the faith and belief on Allah subhanahu. You didn't have those things. Now you are the mushrik, you are the unbelievers. Please call them your partners, your leaders. If they are ready to help you on the day of the judgment, they will start shouting. They will start calling their leaders. Oh my leader, oh Fir'aun, oh Haman, oh Namrud, where are you? We need your help on the day of the judgment. This is the verse of Quran. فَقِيلَ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ. They will start praying and asking them to come and help us. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. They will run away from the day of the desert. They were not ready to help those people and believers. وَرَأُوا الْعَذَابُ. At that time, they will see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَحْتَدُونَ. وَلَهُمْ رَأَوْا الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ. They will think that, oh, better at that time we had to accept the message of our prophet and come ourselves towards the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time has passed. That's why one of the narrations says that al-yawm yawmul amal wa ghadan yawmul hisab. Today is the day of work. Tomorrow is the day of accountability. Don't change this path. Today is not the day of the accountability. Oh, aapki tumhari namaz qabool nahi hai, tumhara roza. This is not the day of accountability. This is a day of work and doing the good deeds in this world. Tomorrow is the day of accountability. On the day of the judgment, they were ready to do. They will ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la'alli rabbi irja'uni, la'alli amalo salihan. Oh Allah, send us towards the world. We will do the good things at that time. The same answer will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the day of accountability. Today is the day of the hisab, not amal. There is no way to go away from the accountability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَحْتَدُونَ وَيَوْنَ يَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Here that Allah has mentioned the various things about the mushrikeen and the unbelievers, are those who are not ready to accept the message of Islam and the religion of Islam. وَمَا يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah will ask another question. Next slide, please. Another question from them. That this is the third question. Second question, this is the third question. يَوْمَا يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Why you were not accepted or answered to the call of the prophets? They were asking, they were calling to you, they were inviting you towards the right path. Why you were not ready to answer them? Answer the mursaleen or messengers. You are not ready at that time. This is the ask question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third question from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will you do in this answer? Next slide, please. What we will do in this world to get the answer, we will wait for a news. Oh, technology is there, cell phones are there in our hand. We will wait for any message from our friend. A text message, a message through WhatsApp or Viber. We will waiting for that. Maybe we will get a message. We will get the answer. We will give the answer to the people. But at that time, the same thing they will try to do to get the answer from their friends, their relatives. They will waiting for any message from them. On the day of the judgment too, they will do the same thing. They will try to repeat the same thing what they have done in this world. What Allah will do for them? فَأُمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَىٰ. All the news will be kept away from them. The news will can't reach to them. Not reach to them. This is Allah will do for them. فَأُمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْبَىٰ. أَنْبَىٰ means the news. Naba, it is a plural of Naba. The great news, the news will be blocked from them. The message will not reach to them. The first thing, what the second thing they will be do, they will start asking with their friends, whether signs, whether letters, whether words. But Allah will said, Wahum la yatasa alone. There is no permission for them to ask any question with their friends and relatives. There are two ways are there to get the news. From the mouth, the news will be spread in this world. It will be reached to our ears. We will know the answer. The second way is, we will ask the question. Both the things will be blocked on the day of the judgment. No one is have the permission to get the news from the others, to ask question from the others. For Umayyad, what will happen? This is the great punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Umayyad alayhimul amba yawma idin fahum la yatasa alone. There is no need to be the answer by from their own mouth. Their own words, the parts of their body will start answering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are reading in most of the times the chapter Yasin. At the time there is the choice and the authority of man will be finishes. The hand of a man or the eyes of a man, they will start talking and answering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no need of any word or sentence or anything from a man. وَقِيلَ ادْعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ رَأَوُا الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ. عَمِيَتْ أَمَا means blind. Allah will put a curtain in between them and the news. With them and with their friends. The friends will not see our friends and our relatives. The first of all, we are not going to see them. If they are good people, we can see them. If they are not good people, we can't see them. They are not ready to help us. In various verses of Quran, Allah has mentioned that even the mother, the father, the relatives, the brother, even wife, children, they will run away from us because they have to give their own account, hisab, at that time. They are busy in their own life, in their own accountability. How can they help us? La yatasala, first of all, we can't see them. We can't ask them to help us. The other thing is that Allah will block the help. They will no permission to get help from them. What is the way of salvation? What is the way of najat? How can we come out from that scene? What is the Allah created the scene of the day of the judgment in this world and conveyed the message to the unbelievers. These things going to be happen. Allah will going to ask from you various questions. You have to answer those questions. But there is no way answering the questions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except these three things. What are those things? This is a message of Quran at the end of this conversation. Conversation between Allah and unbelievers. Allah has created the scene in this world. Scene of the day of the judgment and given the message to the unbelievers. Please try to follow this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this message itself, you can get the salvation from that great hard time that you are going to face on the day of judgment. What is the message? Next slide, please. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ مُفْلِحِينَ. What ever we have read in this chapter, chapter Qasas, from the beginning to till this verse of the 64 verse of Quran 65, the message of the Quran is at the end is فَأَمَّا مَن تَابَ. Three qualities should be there. First, they had to repent in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah and repentance should be there. First, وَآمَنَا. Faith and belief on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had to believe on Allah and prophets. وَآمِلَ صَالِحًا. These three things should be there in our life to get rid of from the hard time that we are going to face on the day of judgment. This is a scene and this is the message to the believers and unbelievers too. Especially for the unbelievers, those who are not accepting the religion of Islam. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَآمِلَ صَالِحًا. Why Taba is first, Iman is next. Whenever we discuss about the matters of our belief and faith, we first discuss about Iman first and Amal Saleh next. But here Tawba is first, Iman is next. Because if we want to have a faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our prophets and the holy books, first we have to clear our heart. We have to purify our heart. What? What is that meaning? That we have to pull out the idols, the belief, faith of the idols, the desires, we have to pull out from our heart. We have to purify our heart first, then Allah will come inside. The purification is first and then faith is next. Without purification, without tahzeeb and nafs, the faith of Allah will not going to be benefit us. That's the main message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man taba, we had to repent in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we have done with mistakes, sins, we had asked forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we had to move the second step of our life. The second step of our life is having faith on Allah and prophets and holy books of Allah. فَأَمَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَآمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ مُفْلِحًا. Maybe they will prosper from this stage. They will get the salvation. Falah, so getting salvation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This prosperity, muflih, those were the prosperous in this at that time. If we are going to have salvation in our life, we have to have the three things in our life. Tawbah, Iman and Amal Saleh. This is a triangle or musallas for a believer and even for a unbeliever. We have to make this triangle in for our life. Tawbah should be there. Iman and Amal Saleh. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأَسَاءَ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ. Next slide please. Please recite Salawat by Muhammad wa Ali. After mentioning this message, Allah is going to convey the message to the people, those are believers and unbelievers. Don't think that Allah needs you. Oh, why some people are not accepting the religion of Islam? Because Allah wants them to be a Muslim. Allah needs the people. Allah didn't want anyone else for His authority, for His hukumat, and for His government. Allah didn't want anyone. If people are accepting the religion of Islam, they will be benefited from the religion of Islam. Themselves benefited from Islam. They didn't have to help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rule over this world. No. That's the main message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of Quran. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقَ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah having the full power in this world. And thereafter too. Your Lord creates whatever He wishes and chooses. He creates whatever He wishes. He didn't want anyone else who going to help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk sabse bada guna. कुछ गुनाह ऐसे हैं जो माफ नहीं होते, उनमें से एक गुनाह क्या है? शिर्क. कुछ गुनाह ऐसे हैं जो माफ हो जाते हैं, जो मेरे और अल्लाह के बीच में है. कुछ गुनाह ऐसे हैं जो माफ ही नहीं होते, जैसे शिर्क. कुछ गुनाह ऐसे हैं जो माफ होते हैं कंडीशनल. वो कौन से गुनाह है जो कंडीशनल माफ होते हैं? हुकूकुल इबाद, गीबत, तोहमत, झूठ, इफ्तिरा. इसमें कंडीशन है क्या? जब जिसकी मैंने गीबत की है, जब तक वो माफ नहीं करेगा, अल्लाह भी माफ. शिर्क हुआ गुनाह है जो परवरदिगार कहता है मैं माफ नहीं करूंगा. दुनिया किसने बनाई? یہ دنیا کس نے بنائی؟ میں نے اور اللہ نے مل کے بنائی ہے. میں نے اور اللہ نے مل کے کائنات کو بنائی ہے, یہ میں جو درمیان میں آ گیا, یہ شرک ہے, یہ گناہ کبھی معاف ہونے والا نہیں. That's why Allah has mentioned in this chapter, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. The full, Allah has given the full power and authority to create whatever He wants, whatever He wishes. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ. People did not have any type of choice in their life. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ. According to some of the commentators, this word وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ means they did not have authority to have choose their own leader for their religion. This verse of Quran, this part of this verse of Quran is belongs to the day of Ghadir. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ. You did not have permission to choose a leader for yourself or in this world. That means Allah having the power to send a leader to the believers. The concept of imamat and wilayat is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the hand of the people. مَا رَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. We have to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this stage, that Allah is clean from all the partners. Allah is away from the shirk, and that what we are using as a partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is a beautiful sentence to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is clean from whatever we are thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is having the partner, that He is needing our help, He need our Islam and our beliefs. No, Allah is away from all those things. Subhanallah ta'ala amma yushriku. Next slide, please. وَرَبَّكَ يَخْتَارُ. These are the things that Allah is mentioning in this chapter. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the government of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكُنْ فِي صُدُورَهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلَنُونَ. Whatever you are hiding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about you, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart and your mind, Allah knows those things too. Whatever intentions are there in your heart, Allah knows those intentions too. Our scholars has mentioned that here, that the shirk is, the two types of shirk is there. The one, the shirk is jali, and other one, the shirk is khafi, the open shirk. We know the unbelievers are there, they are worshipping idols, they are mushrikeen. They are open mushrikeen. Clear, we know that they are unbelievers. Sometimes the shirk will be the hidden shirk. Oh, what is the meaning of the hidden shirk? Shirk khafi. The hidden shirk is known as show off. That hidden shirk will be in between the believers, not in unbelievers. The hidden shirk will be in between the believers. They will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show to the people. That is known as the riyakari. Allah knows whatever in your heart and what you are working and worshipping for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the great guna or the great sin that our scholars has mentioned. This riya and the show off is a greater sin. It will destroy all our good deeds. Whatever we are praying and worshipping, if our intention is that to show to some people, to bring the show off in our life, that means we are destroying that prayer, that worship by our own hands. But Allah knows better. Allah knows everything what our there in our intentions. وَرَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. This is the last verse of Allah today, the 70th verse of Quran. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. This is a clear message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever power you are having in this world, all powers, all authority, all things are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift and the reward of Allah to all the believers and the human beings. Whatever you are having, those things are belongs to Allah subhanahu. وَاللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا. No one is the Lord, your creator, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ. In this world and the coming world, hamd and praises is belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we are seeing in this world, all praise is go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we sing a good thing, when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this praise is goes to Allah. He, because He is the creator in this world and thereafter. This world is very beautiful. Only one part of rahmat of Allah is there in this world. We know that there are 100 kinds of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one part of rahmat is there in this world. This world is beautiful. What about that akhirat? The 99 kinds of rahmat are there on the day of the judgment. How many times we have to say Alhamdulillah on the day of the judgment? Here we have to say Alhamdulillah by saying everything in this world. وَلَّهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ أُولَى is known as one of the attributes of this world. وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَّهُ الْحُكْمُ order is the order of Allah. Authority is the authority of Allah in this world. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ don't feel that you are come this in this world to stay here. No. Everyone, those who are coming into this world, they had to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning of inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is not the sentence, almost we are saying this sentence when we hear the news of death of anybody. Oh, koi madna mar gaya to kaho inna lillah wa inna ilayhi. This is for all human beings. This is a law of Quran. That means we are here, we are in this world as a guest. As a musafir, we have to leave this place and move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ilayhi turja'un. Our prophets, our imams, we are our family, all should be go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This journey, our journey is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we are willing to move forward or not, this time is passing, time is going on. We are moving towards the day of the judgment. We have to ready, keep ourselves ready to answer the questions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the day of accountability and the day of hisab. Please recite salawat bar Muhammad wa ala. Ulama aur scholars ye kehte hain ki adalat ki teen qisme hain. Court jo hote hain duniya mein, ye teen tarah ke court hote hain. Ye court wo hai jo aam taur se hum dekhte hain duniya mein adalat hai. Wahan par log jaate hain apna faisla, koi shikayat karta hai कि मुझ पर जुल्म हो गया, कोई किसी पर किसी को मार देता, वो अपनी शिकायत ले जाता, कोई माल छीन लेता ले जाता है. दुनिया में, दुनिया ने निज़ाम बनाया है अदालत का, दुनिया ने निज़ाम बनाया है कोर्ट का. उस कोर्ट में हमें जाना पड़ता है और वहाँ पर फैसले होते हैं. ये कोर्ट दुनिया का है, दुनियावी कोर्ट है. ये कोर्ट है जो ज़मीर का कोर्ट है, ये कोर्ट जो इंसान की अदालत का कोर्ट है. और तीसरा कोर्ट है जो क़यामत के दिन है. तीसरी जो अदालत है वो क़यामत के दिन है. सलवात पढ़िए और थोड़ा करीब आ जाए ताकि मैं मैटर पूरा कर दूँ. अब तक आप वजू कर सकते हैं. जल्दी आइए, आगे आगे. अल्लाहुम्मा सल्ले अला. इफ्तार के वक्त वही बुलंद आवाज में सलवा शायद कहना भी मुनासिब नहीं है. सलवात से ताकत मिलती है. नहीं सल्ले तीन तरह की अदालतें, एक दुनियावी अदालत, एक ज़मीर की अदालत और एक अल्लाह की अदालत. दुनिया की अदालतें हैं जहाँ पर इंसान हाजिर होता है, कोई जज होता है, कोई गवाह होता है, कोई शाकी होता है, कोई उसका इनकार करता है, कोई मुद्दई, कोई मुनकिर, दलील लाई जाती हैं. लेकिन दुनियावी अदालतें रखी गई, पुलिस है, अदालत है. क्यों? जराइम को कंट्रोल करने के लिए, खताओं को कंट्रोल करने के लिए. दुनिया में काफ़ी काम हुए हैं पुलिस के जो सिस्टम है या अदालत का जो सिस्टम है, कुछ जराइम को कम करने के लिए, गुनाहों को कम करने के लिए ये सिस्टम बनाया गया है, लोग उसको फॉलो करते हैं. लेकिन उस सिस्टम में भी कई खामियां हैं जो इंसान उस सिस्टम से निकल कर आ जाता है. अभी यहाँ पर फैसला सुनाया ही नहीं गया, मुजरिम बाहर जाता है, उसे कोई आज़ाद करा के ले जाता. इन्फ्लुएंस यहाँ पर शामिल हो जाता है, सिफारिशें यहाँ पर चलती हैं. नहीं, खुद गवाहों को खरीदा जाता है. आज जो गवाही दे रहा है, गवाह विटनेस है, वो गवाही दे रहा है. आधे घंटे के बाद एक कॉल आती है, भाई तुम कितना ले रहे हो उससे? तो इतना का, हम इतना दे देंगे. गवाह जो है वो अपनी बात को बदल जाता है. या गवाहों को खरीदा जा सकता है. गवाह तो गवाह, खुद जज बिक जाते हैं साहब. क्यों? यहाँ पर वो फैसले ईमान के दायरे में नहीं होते. फैसले مذہب کے دائرے میں نہیں ہوتے، فیصلے خوف خدا کے دائرے میں نہیں ہوتے، فیصلے مسائل کو سلجھانے کے لیے ہوتے ہیں، کسی بھی طرح مسئلہ سلجھائے، جھگڑا آگے نہ بڑھے۔ لوگ پیسے کا بھی استعمال کرتے ہیں، دھمکیوں کا بھی استعمال کرتے ہیں، پاور کا استعمال کرتے ہیں، حکومتوں کا استعمال کرتے ہیں۔ عدالت قوانین مضبوط ہونے کے باوجود بھی لوپ ہولز اتنے زیادہ ہیں کہ انسان وہاں سے نکل سکتا ہے، وہاں سے باہر آ سکتا ہے۔ ایک تو اس کو پورا کرنے کے لیے پروردگار عالم نے ایک اور عدالت رکھی ہے انسان کے وجود میں، وہ ہے ضمیر کی عدالت۔ چلو ایک آدمی کسی کو مار دیتا ہے، کوئی گواہ نہیں ہے، کوئی دیکھنے والا نہیں، کوئی پکڑنے والا نہیں، پولیس نے دیکھا نہیں، سی سی ٹی وی میں کوئی میری تصویر ریکارڈ نہیں ہوئی ہے، تو اس کے باوجود انسان گھر آتا ہے کہ میں نے مار دیا، یہ سوچ کر گھر آتا ہے کہ میں کامیاب ہو گیا، لیکن جو قتل اس نے کیا ہے، رات بھر اس کا نفس، اس کا دل، اس کا ضمیر اسے سونے نہیں دیتا، بار بار جھنجھوڑتا ہے، ڈراؤنے خواب دیکھ رہا ہے، کوئی آ رہا اسے مار رہا ہے، تاریکی دیکھ رہا ہے، وہ نیند سے اٹھ کر بیٹھ جاتا ہے، کہتا ہے یہ میں نے کیا کر دیا ہے۔ نہ تنہا قتل، چھوٹی چھوٹی چیزیں بھی ہیں، انسان جب برائی بھی کرتا ہے تو وہ نفس انسان کو کوسنے لگتا ہے، اردو زبان میں کہتے ہیں نفس ضمیر انسان کو ٹہوکا دیتا ہے، ارے یہ تو نے کیا کر دیا ہے، تو نے غلط کر دیا، ایک بچے کو تماچا لگا دیا، تو ضمیر انسان کو سونے نہیں دیتا، یہ میں نے کیا کیا ہے۔ جب تک اسے پورا نہیں کرتا، معافی نہیں مانگتا، ریکٹیفائی نہیں کرتا، اس وقت تک انسان کا ضمیر انسان کو کوستے رہتا ہے، کوستے رہتا ہے۔ ایک ضمیر کی عدالت ہے جو کئی زمانے میں، کئی ماحول میں وہ لوگ آتے ہیں کہتے ہیں ہم نے غلطی کی ہے۔ آپ نے دیکھا ہوگا کئی کورٹ میں ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ جس کے حق میں فیصلہ سنا دیا جاتا ہے، وہ رات میں جاتا ہے، گھر میں سوتا ہے، اس کا ضمیر اسے سونے نہیں دیتا، دوسرے دن وہ عدالت میں واپس آتا ہے، کہتا ہے جج کے آگے کھڑے ہو کر، جو آپ نے فیصلہ سنایا غلط ہے، میں نے یہ جرم کیا ہے۔ اب یہ کون سی چیز ہے جو اسے واپس لا رہی ہے؟ ایمہ اتھار کے سامنے بعض اصحاب آتے تھے، کہتے یا ابن رسول اللہ، ہم نے گناہ کیا ہے، انہوں نے گناہ کیا، وہ گناہ ان کو سونے نہیں دے رہا ہے۔ مولا کرام کے سامنے آ کے ایک شخص نے کہا، مولا مجھے پاک کیجیے، آپ میں نے گناہ کیا ہے۔ مولا کہنا دیں گے، جو بھی تم ہو، تمہارا اللہ ہے، جاؤ توبہ کرو، استغفار کرو، جاؤ۔ کہ نہیں مولا، مجھے پاک سزا دیجئے، اس لیے جب تک آپ مجھے سزا نہیں دیں گے اس وقت تک میں پاک نہیں ہوں گا، جب تک میں پاک نہیں ہوں گا اس وقت تک مجھے نیند نہیں آئے گی، چین اور سکون کی نیند نہیں آئے گی۔ یہ ضمیر ہے جو انسان کو سونے نہیں دیتا، ایک دنیاوی عدالت اور ایک ضمیر کی عدالت۔ دنیاوی عدالت سے انسان بھاگ سکتا ہے، ضمیر کی عدالت میں آتا ہے، ضمیر کی عدالت اسے سونے نہیں دیتی۔ ہاں کچھ لوگ اتنے گناہ کر جاتے ہیں کہ ضمیر کی عدالت بھی بند ہو جاتی ہے، ہزاروں کا خون بہا کر بھی انسان کرسی پر بیٹھتا ہے اور حکومت کرتا چلا جاتا ہے۔ اب دیکھیے، کل سے 80 سے زیادہ لوگوں کو مار دیا گیا، اسرائیل نے مار دیا بمبارمنٹ کے ذریعے، بموں کے ذریعے، ہوائی جہاز ہو، ان کے اندر ذرہ برابر نہ پشیمانی ہے، نہ افسوس ہے، اس کے بعد یہ کہ نہیں، تو ہمیں ڈیفینس کرنے کا حق ہے، تو ہم تھوڑے تھوڑے پٹاخے جو انہوں نے مار دیے تھے اس کے بدلے ان کے گھر تباہ کر دیے، یہ ہمیں ڈیفنس کرنے کا حق ہے۔ یعنی ضمیر بھی مر جاتا ہے، ایک موقع ایسا آتا ہے، ایک ضمیر بھی مر جاتا ہے۔ علامہ کاشف الغطا کہتے ہیں کربلا میں دیکھیے، ضمیر مر گیا۔ دیکھیے انسان کی دشمنی کہاں جاتی ہے، دشمنی یہاں تک پہنچتی ہے کہ سر کو تن سے جدا کر دیا جائے، بس دشمنی تو ختم ہو گئی نا۔ اب کوئی آدمی مر ہی گیا ہے تو اس کے بعد کیا دشمنی ہے؟ اب بتائیے، انتقام جو انسان لیتا ہے کسی اور سے کہ میں تجھے زندہ جلا دوں گا یا مار دوں گا، وہ مار دیا بھی، اس کا سر تن سے جدا کر دیا، اب دشمنی تو ختم ہو گئی، تو پھر انسان لاشوں پر گھوڑے دوڑانے کا مقصد کیا ہے؟ بچوں کو تماچے لگانے کا مقصد کیا ہے؟ عورتوں کو اسیر کرنے کا مقصد، اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ وہ ضمیر بھی ان کے اندر ختم ہو گیا تھا، نہ افسوس، نہ پشیمانی، نہ خوف خدا، نہ ایمان، کچھ بھی نہیں ہے۔ قتل کر کے لاشوں پہ گھوڑے دوڑا کے رائے کی حکومت لینے بھاگے تھے کہ ہمیں حکومت مل جائے تو بس ہے، چاہے لاشوں پہ گھوڑے دوڑا دیے جائے۔ تو یہ ضمیر کی عدالت کو بھی انسان کیا کرے گا؟ اپنے اعمال سے، اپنے کردار سے دبا دے گا۔ دو عدالتیں ہو گئیں، دنیاوی عدالت کو دبا دیا، ضمیر کی عدالت کو دبا دیا۔ یہاں سے بھاگنے والے ضمیر کی عدالت میں آئیں گے، ضمیر کی عدالت سے بھاگنے والے ایک اللہ کی عدالت ہے جو قیامت کے دن پروردگار وہ عدالت لگائے گا۔ قاضی کون ہے؟ اللہ کرسی پر بیٹھا ہوا ہے، انسان سے مستقیم طور پر سوال کرے گا، انسان کو جواب دینا ہے۔ دنیا سے بھاگتے رہے، ضمیر سے بھاگتے رہے، اب کہاں بھاگو گے؟ اب اللہ کی عدالت سے کسی کو بھاگنے کا اختیار نہیں ہے۔ یہ جملہ ہے دعائے کمیل میں جو مولا کائنات نے فرمایا، ولا یمکن الفرار من حکومت، پروردگار اب تیری حکومت سے کوئی بھاگ نہیں سکتا۔ आप कह सकते हैं चलो वहां पर भी कुछ पैसा खबर में ले जाएं, वहां पर भी कुछ गवाहों को खरीद लें, कुछ विटनेसेस को खरीद लें। परवरदिगार कहेगा अव्वल तो मुझे किसी विटनेस की जरूरत नहीं है, तुम्हारे आजा तुम्हारे जवारे खुद तुम्हारे खिलाफ गवाही देंगे। जहां जिस मकान में तुमने गुनाह किया वो मकान गवाही देगा, जिस वक्त तुमने गुनाह किया वो वक्त गवाही देगा। और दूसरे ये कि जो फैसला करने वाला है वही गवाह है, ये मौलाए कायनात का जुमला है नहजुल बलागा में। कौन है कयामत के दिन फैसला करने वाला? जो इस दुनिया में गवाह है। कौन है गवाह इस दुनिया में हमारा, हमारे आमाल का? फरिश्ते नहीं। नहजुल बलागा मौलाए कायनात कहते नहीं, काजी वही है जो इस दुनिया में शाहिद है। खुदा हर चीज को देख रहा है, मेरी इबादत को देख रहा है, मेरे क़याम को देख रहा है, मेरे रुको खुदा देख रहा है। जो देख रहा है वही फैसला करेगा, देखने वाला फैसला करेगा तो उसमें कोई गलती नहीं। कौन भागेगा अल्लाह की अदालत से? कोई भाग नहीं सकेगा। कुछ चीज़ें अल्लाह पे छोड़ देता है ना इंसान, अल्लाह देख ले थक जाता है। वो भी कोई किसी को मार देता है, उसे बदला लेने की कोशिश करता, बदला भी नहीं होता, पैसे मांगता है, पैसा भी नहीं, सब कुछ करता है इंसान, अदालत में ले जाएगा, वहां भी वो जीत जाता है, जमीर भी उसके पास नहीं है, तो इंसान थक हार के क्या कहता है, मैंने जा तुझे खुदा पर छोड़ दिया। इसलिए कि इंसान को यकीन है जो चीज खुदा पे छोड़ दी जाती है खुदा उसका बदला जरूर लेगा, जैसी करनी वैसी। इस दुनिया में भी बदला खुदा ले सकता है, आखिरत में भी बदला खुदा ले सकता है। खुदा काजी है, खुदा करीम है, खुदा आदिल है, हुक्म करने वाला है, उसके हाथ में सारी कायनात है, वो जो चाहे कर सकता है। परवरदिगार हम सबको उस अदालत से बचाए जिस अदालत में सख्त से सख्त फैसले होंगे। हम देखिए हम और हमारे अमाल हों, हमारी दुआएं हमारे पास। फातिल जी माफी चाहता हूँ, मुझे जल्दी ख़त्म करना था आज, लेकिन एक जुमला में कह दूँ, हमारे यहाँ दुआओं में है कि परवरदिगार की अदालत के साए में तुम चले जाओगे तो तुम्हारा मरहला बड़ा सख्त होगा। एक सजदे के लिए 13 शर्तें हैं, एक वजू के लिए 6 शर्तें हैं, एक क़याम के लिए कितनी शर्तें, वो सारी शर्तें हम पूरी करने लगेंगे तो हमारी ज़िंदगी दो बार, हमारी कौन सी इबादत कबूल होगी, हमारा कौन सा अमल कबूल होगा? अदालत के साए में जाओगे तो मुश्किल हो जाएगा। इसलिए हमेशा दुआ करो परवरदिगार तो अदालत से नहीं हमारे साथ फजल के साथ बर्ताव करना। रब्बना आमिलना बेफजलिक वला तो आमिलना बेअदलिक, तो फजल के साथ फैसला कर दे, तू फजल के साथ ये बंदा नमाजी है कहकर हमें भेज दे तो अच्छा है, अगर हिसाब करने लगे तो हम भी मुश्किल में फंस जाएंगे। उस अदालत का इंतजार करें जिस अदालत में जालिमीन को सजा दी जाएगी, और इस दुनिया में भी सजा होगी, जो जुल्म कर रहे हैं उनको सजा यकीनन होगी, वो अंजाम देखेंगे। पहले हजरत मुख्तार बदला लेंगे, फिर इमाम जमाना बदला लेंगे, और फिर परवरदिगार जरूर बदला लेंगे। इस दुनिया में भी वो बदले से इंतकाम लिया जाएगा उनसे, और आखिरत में तो अजाब आलीम उनके लिए बहुत बड़ा अजाब रखा हुआ है। परवरदिगार जालिमीन को निस्तो नाबूद करें, और मजलूमीन की नुसरत व हिमायत करें, और हमारे आमाल को अजीम हस्तियों के तुफैल में कबूल करें, और इस साल और हर साल हमें हज ज़ियारत से मुशर्रफ़ फरमाए, खुसूसन करबला की ज़ियारत नसीब फरमाए। वाखिर दावाना अनिल हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन।